This series of presentations concerning Christian apologetics is offered for the edification of all students of God's Word by spiritandtruth.org. Dr. Paul Hennebury, president of TELUS Biblical Institute, will lead our study. It is our prayer that these presentations will deepen your understanding of the Bible and allow you to draw closer in your relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now let's begin our time of study with Dr. Hennebury.
The verificational approach to Christian apologetics has gained a great deal of currency in recent years. The verificational or cumulative approach to defense of the faith is a very helpful tool, and I think has many things going for it. Of course, these other things do too. That it is fact that the classical arguments have some purchase and do help people to understand that there's something to belief in God. It's not just like belief in Santa Claus or the flying spaghetti monster. The evidences are certainly there and ought to be pointed to. My only objection to those two schools is that A, we're not arguing to a God, and B, evidences do not come pre-labeled. They come with a set of assumptions, and those assumptions feed into the interpretations that we will and we will not accept, depending on what our worldview is. The verificational approach is an approach that says, look, Christianity is the best hypothesis that a person can adopt if he wants to understand himself and the world. And so it will set up certain criteria, verificational criteria, the logical aspect, for example. Does Christianity explain logic, and does it contradict itself? Does it contradict our experience? Does it have systematic consistency? In other words, what it reports about the different facets of existence, do these comport together to build a coherent world picture? And can you put particular tests to it to make sure that it is shored up in these different parts of its story? This is all very well, and leading apologists like Francis Schaeffer and Ravi Zacharias and people like that use this approach, and they use it very effectively. The problem is that because it's cumulative, it's only as strong as its weakest link. And so very often, the assumptions that are brought into the argument are not tried and tested. And an unbeliever can find those weak links and say, ah, well, that's not very much, very shored up there. You're just taking that for granted. And will attack it there or at other places. Now, sure, not everybody does that. They're satisfied usually in just hearing a case out. And so that's why people like Ravi Zacharias are so successful at what they do. And God blesses their efforts because of the work they put in. And yet there is something about this approach which is not quite biblical. The Bible does not say that Christianity is the best hypothesis. The Bible says that Christianity is the truth, and that anything else that differs from the biblical picture of the world is a twisting, a corruption of the truth as God's made it and God has revealed it to us. In other words, like it or not, the Bible says that we should be thinking in accord with the way that God himself has revealed the way he's made the world. I'll give you an example. I mean, if I've got my phone here. I don't know how these things work. But if I designed this thing, you'd never seen it before, and I left it around, and you came and you pressed a few buttons, and you wondered what it was for and what it did, you might come up with an idea that this piece of equipment was for taking pictures, which it does do, or for getting certain information about some things, which it does that too. And you might think that that was the main reason for the existence of this piece of hardware. As a matter of fact, the most important aspect of this piece of hardware is that you can make phone calls on it and receive phone calls and do those things which a phone does. You just don't need to carry a great big receiver with you, and which is attached to a cord and so on. Now, if I came along and heard your explanation for this phone, I might say, well, you've got certain things right about it, but there are certain things that only I can tell you about it, and you need to listen to me. And so that is the way that God's made the world. He has designed it in a certain way. He's given us ability to find out about it, or at least certain things about it, and yet we're supposed to be functioning under the guidance of his revelation. That's what leads to truth. That is the description about reality that we should adopt. And it's not about us coming to the right hypotheses or the right cumulative argument. It's about us listening to the truth and making sure that our thoughts are in accordance with what God says in his word.